Will you keep sweeping? It's Wednesday. The Chasing Epic Challenge, Week 7. Why? Why we do what we do. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. At this time, Aramean raiders had invaded the land of Israel, and among their captives was a young girl who had been given to Naaman's wife as a maid. One day the girl said to her mistress, "I wish my master would go to see the prophet in Samaria. He would heal him of his leprosy." 2 Kings 5:2-3. I want to share one of my wife's top all-time favorite Bible stories. Imagine being in elementary school and having soldiers come in and take you out of your home to make you a slave for a military general. The Bible tells us about a powerful general called Naaman. His story includes two kings and a prophet of God, but it wasn't their influence that God wanted to use. It was this little slave girl in the background of this story, full of powerful people, whose words led to Naaman being cured of leprosy, a career-ending, life-changing disease. This young girl was taken captive from Israel and became a slave serving Naaman's wife. Imagine sweeping the floor one day, missing home and your family, and you overhear the general's wife talking about this disease with no cure. If I'm honest, I would have probably prayed that he died quickly and his wife with him. But this young girl with no name does something truly remarkable. She stops sweeping and tells Naaman's wife that there was a prophet in Samaria named Elisha who could heal Naaman. Surprisingly, this powerful general, a man that always gave the orders, decided to follow the instructions of a slave girl. The result was Naaman's restoration to health and his declaration, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." Have you ever felt like you couldn't make a difference? There have been so many times in my life that I felt that way. Even worse were the times that I had an answer to the problem at hand, but because of my age, position, or my stage of life, I was ignored. The thing about influence is, it doesn't come from a position, it comes from who you are. Remember, you don't have to have your life altogether to influence someone else, you just have to care about them. We are called to be people of influence, followers who point others to the one whose touch can change their lives. Influence is not a position, but a gift that God wants you to take hold of and use to benefit those around you. Don't make excuses. God can use you right where you are. Easter reminders. This weekend is Easter at C3. Don't miss one of our 4 identical gatherings: Saturday, 6 p.m., Sunday, Ininim, Tenim, 11 am. Don't forget, this week's Chasing Epic Challenge is to pray for and invite at least one person to C3 this weekend for Easter. We're kicking off Easter week with a special Thursday Easter communion with a free meal starting at 6:30 p.m. at C3. Last but not least is your 2 prayers for the day. First, pray, "God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it?" Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 9, verses 33 through 50. After they arrived at Capernaum and settled in a house, Jesus asked his disciples, "What were you discussing out on the road?" But they didn't answer, because they had been arguing about which of them was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12 disciples over to him, and said, Whoever wants to be first must take last place and be the servant of everyone else. Then he put a little child among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes not only me, but also my Father who sent me." John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone using your name to cast out demons, but we told him to stop because he wasn't in our group."
"Don't stop him," Jesus said.
"No one who performs a miracle in my name will soon be able to speak evil of me. Anyone who is not against us is for us. If anyone gives you even a cup of water because you belong to the Messiah, I tell you the truth, that person will surely be rewarded. But if you cause one of these little ones who trusts in me to fall into sin, it would be better for you to be thrown into the sea with a large millstone hung around your neck. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to enter eternal life with only one hand than to go into the unquenchable fires of hell with two hands. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It's better to enter eternal life with only one foot than to be thrown into hell with two feet. And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. It's better to enter the kingdom of God with only one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the maggots never die and the fire never goes out. For everyone will be tested with fire. Salt is good for seasoning. But if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? You must have the qualities of salt among yourselves and live in peace with each other." This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 58. What I am saying, dear brothers and sisters, is that our physical bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These dying bodies cannot inherit what will last forever. But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever. And we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled: "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, He gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.